Moncrief on News Talk.
Every year, whether there's a heat wave or not, fruit flies appear around this part of the summer. How do they get inside your house? Where do they come from? Most importantly, how do you get rid of them? Dr. Colm Moore from Rentokil Mobile joins us now to tell us about them. Afternoon, Colm.
Afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Is it just my impression that it seems to be this time of the year?
It is. It is always this time of the year because they don't really like the cold temperatures or the cooler temperatures. So, you'll see them around your kitchen more around this time of the year, mainly because of the weather.
Yeah.
Okay. Particularly the weather that we're having now.
Yeah. And the heat wave weather, I assume that would have kind of generated more of them than normal, or would it have?
Well, it does, because their life cycle from egg to adult can be anything from 7 days to about 30, give or take. And the warmer it is, the better the conditions. You're in that sort of much quicker turnaround time to the 7 days. So you can go from egg to adult in 7 days.
Right.
Just
okay.
Quick.
And you know, there's not like just one. There has to be, it seems like, you know, a big ball of them flying around. They seem to be fairly prodigious at breeding.
They are. Well, a female could anywhere between 400 and 900 in her lifetime she could produce. So yeah, there's quite a number. And they'd be looking, Sean, they'd be looking for anything that's sort of rotting. So vegetation or vegetables or fruit or spillages, if you spilled something, or even if you left your beer bottle, you know, waiting to go to the recycler outside in your, I don't know, under your bin or beside your bin, that's enough for them to reproduce in.
Okay. So, and you know the way they can get inside the house as well? Is that because they smell your bin, or what attracts them to it?
Well, it depends on the species as well. So, the most common one is Drosophila melanogaster. That's the vinegar fly, as we call it. But there are others as well. There's Repleta and there's Funibris as well. And they have sort of different preferences for where they'll recycle. So Repleta would be more associated with drains. So any crud or, you know, waste that's down your primary pipes, if that's not cleaned out or flushed, it can build up. And then, of course, that could be a breeding ground. And they come up the pipe or come outside. And then you've got melanogaster, which, again, where they're going to, you know, hit is the rotting fruit. So you might have an old basket of old potatoes or something like that you haven't got rid of. And it forms this sort of a soup. Yeah, and so that will be recycling in that,
right?
As well,
do they bite, or you know,
no.
Are they any way harmful to humans at all?
No, they don't bite at all. They don't have biting mouth parts. They'd have sponging mouth parts. So what they do is, like everything else, all the other flies, they sort of vomit a cocktail of enzymes to break down the substrate onto which they're on, and then they'll feed. But the feeding is minimal by the adults. Their job is kind of done. It's more about the larvae and the pupae that are developing in the rotting vegetables or fruit. But you can have passive transfer of bacteria, of course. So I wouldn't fancy fruit flies landing on my food.
No.
Because of what they might deposit. Exactly.
Yeah. If you want to discourage them, So does that mean, like, no fruit out on display, no food at all of any sort out on display?
Well, I got my shop there on Sunday, okay? And I have a little cage that goes over my fruit.
Okay.
Now, when it's fresh, there's no problems. They're not very attracted to fresh fruit. But it's when it starts to break down, it then, you know, particularly your bananas, which is, you know, caused by ethylene, and that starts to break down really quickly. They start to be attracted by that. So the cage can help in that situation because it's still fresh to eat, but you want to, you know, not encourage the animals to reproduce. So, things like that. Now, that's a practical thing that you can do. But then the other practical thing to do is clean up. The amount of times that I might have, I store my vegetables and fruit or my vegetables in a drawer, and if something falls out the back, it's underneath the kickboard and it's just sitting there for weeks. And that's a little breeding ground that you need to be aware of. So just remove the kick plates and do a bit of a spring clean. It can help matters immensely.
Okay. So even if you have the fruit under a cage, even if you have a couple of bananas in there that are starting to break down, won't they kind of smell it and be kind of hanging out outside the cage? Or if they can't get at it, then they'll just go elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, they can, but there won't be any, you know, they won't have anything to reproduce on. So it's all about breaking the cycle. So if you're asking, how do you control it? You don't. I think there was people go on about these jars, you know, put out a jar of jam or vinegar or something like that. But what you're only doing there is you're monitoring, which is not a bad thing. You can monitor, you know, your other interventions and to see if they're working. But what really you're doing is you're not getting to the root cause. So the first thing is identify what you're dealing with, first of all, because it can be also mistaken. The fruit fly can be mistaken for a forage fly, which is a different type of fly. It's called a scuttle fly sometimes, or a coffin fly. And that's associated with drains and rotting vegetation as well as meat. So knowing what you're dealing with will then allow you to then address, well, how am I going to solve this? And anybody who says that they can solve it by putting out a jar of vinegar is not going to solve the root cause. They're only going to tickle it, or, you know, and see, you know, see how much progress they're making. But identify first and then get rid of the root cause.
Yeah. But if you come down tomorrow morning, you find a load of fruit flies in your kitchen. Does that mean they're having fruit fly sex in your kitchen as well? That's what's been going on there.
They're making little fly whoopee. And yes, indeed. And if there's clouds and large numbers of them, you know, I'd be on my knees checking underneath kick plates, checking into the bins. The bins as well, you know, if you've got one of those pulley out bins, you know, take it out, clean it out in behind it, and even underneath.
Yeah.
So it's really getting to those. It's mainly fruit flies is all about cleaning.
Yeah. Colin, thanks a million for telling us all that today. That was Dr. Colin Moore then from Rentokil Mobile.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.